Sporting a red and yellow banner advertising one of the contractors, the 400-ton structure looms over the hollowed-out site. To make sure it holds together, a protective stabilizing corset is wrapped around the 160-year-old lighthouse just under the beacon. Below, contractors scurry around an elaborate network of crisscross steel beams and train track-like rails, checking and rechecking the elaborate system that is slowly carrying Gayhead Light to its new home.
Once it was lifted and secured and blocked up, the main beams, which are the tracks, were inserted underneath.
That's Len Butler, a building contractor and 45-year Aquinnah resident. He's worked with the committee to save the lighthouse for 3 years.
Between the main beams and the track are a series of rollers, which are like 6 or 8 little rolling pins that are clamped onto the upper beam and ride along the lower track beam. And this 400-ton structure will be inched along by hydraulics, 5 feet at a time, until it gets over to the relocation site.
Which should take about 3 days, assuming everything keeps going as well as it has.
Once it is in place here, masonry block will be laid up to support that granite, and then the steel beams are removed like Jenga sticks, one at a time, until the weight is completely transferred on the new lighthouse.
Oh, too much. Back this way. Just a hair more that way.
Before the move began, the Gayhead Light was just 46 feet from the eroding cliffs of Aquinnah. The effort to move it began about 3 years ago, but took on a new urgency after it became clear that the heavy equipment needed for the job would leave just a few feet to spare. Sarah Thulin is chairman of the Aquinnah Conservation Commission. She says she's been amazed by the degree of support the project has received across the board.
From town meeting on, the selectmen and all the various committees, and then the other towns on the vineyard and everybody pitching in, has just been heartwarming to see the efforts to save this monument.
She says MOVE organizers have been fundraising for 3 years and now are only $200,000 shy of an overall goal of about $3.5 million to pay for the move.
A little bit more. Good.
The land between the former location and the new site is sloping, so excavators had to dig out massive amounts of sediment and clay to lay down a level transport system. That material will be replaced once the move is complete. A few minutes before noon, project manager Rick Pomeroy thanks town officials and other project personnel.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming. This is a real special day.
He says the move should start at any time, but can't say exactly when.
And it's taken quite a while to get to this point.
Buddy Vanderhoop is a well-known vineyard charter boat captain. He stands along the fence watching the activity.
I've been a mariner for 50 years anyway, and I've been sword fishing offshore, and the first thing you saw when you were 16 or 17 miles out was the Gayhead Light.
Vanderhoop has ancestral connections to the lighthouse.
My great uncle Charlie was the first lighthouse keeper up here. He lived in the house here for probably 45 years.
A few feet away, Vineyard summer resident Bob Woodward waits with his wife to see the move begin.
This is historic. Didn't want to miss it for anything. Just waiting for him to get started. We want to watch the actual move.
As it turns out, the move had already begun a few minutes before, but it was impossible to tell because of the snail's pace of the lighthouse traversing the rails. Still, after about 45 minutes, lighthouse keeper Richard Skidmore comes over to announce that the first 5 feet of the move is complete.
So, folks, the word is that there's not going to be any more movement for about 2 hours. There's going to be the resetting process because it's...
That's how it's expected to go for the next 3 days. 5 feet of progress, then 2 hours of prep time before tackling the next 5-foot stretch.
Cribbing and other things to accommodate the next push, but it's a couple hours away for more movement.
The job doesn't end once the actual move is finished. Extensive landscaping, backfilling, and other work will take weeks, if not months, to complete. But organizers say if all goes well, come July, the familiar alternating red and white beacon should once again be shining over the Gayhead Cliffs.